She's real fine. It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And aloha to all those that's listening on the web around the world. Sorry you can't be here in this sunny Saturday of Honolulu. And Tracy Arakake can't say anything because he's eating. He's got his mouth full. Anyway, this afternoon we have a special guest, Rod Tam, who is running for president. Mayor. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, I'd be honored. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Okay, and before we get to Rod, George supposed to call in today, Wanda? George from the 50s and 60s reunion thing?
Oh, yeah, last year's one was a blast, you said, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's good, huh?
Oh, unreal. This year's going to be better because they have live entertainment coming in.
From the mainland.
Yeah. So, wow. I forgot who he said was coming, but he mentioned, George mentioned last week. Anyway, a lot of you are having problems with your cars having the check engine light coming on, and that's due to the gasoline. The oil companies are putting oil into the gas. It's to buffer the melting of your piston because the we're allowed to lower the octane by three numbers. And if they left it as is, they would have had a class action lawsuit for damaging engines. So to buffer that, they put in oil, which is also illegal. Illegal to lower the octane, illegal to add oil, because the oil poisons the oxygen sensor and causing the people of Hawaii extra expenses that they're not supposed to be incurring. Each oxygen sensor is about around $400 each. And some of you have four of them on the car.
Really? That as many as four?
Yep. So, you know, what's up with this? You know, how can they be illegal and break the law in Hawaii and they can't do it on the rest of the state? 49 states can't do it, but Hawaii does it. What's up with that? You know, you're not supposed to sell gasoline that is not 87. That's false advertising. And the state is supposed to be checking the quality of gasoline. But ask any service station owner. They never, ever, from day one, ever tested the gasoline to make sure that is the right octane and quality. Something's wrong with this whole thing. Okay? And the ethanol is up to 10%. It's not 10%. Okay? And only in Hawaii the sticker says up to 10%. Now what's up with that?
Right, right.
And, you know, if the lawmakers had brains, and the oil company says they cannot mix 10%. I would have asked, if you can't mix 10%, how are you blending the gasoline? Huh? How do we know what we're getting? Come on, folks, wake up. It's costing you money. It's nickel and diming you to death. And if you sit on your butt and do nothing, then you're going to get ripped off left and right. Give us a call at 296-5467. And again, we have Rod Tam, and he's running for mayor. So if you have questions for him, give us a call. And we're going to get to Rod Tam in just a few seconds about why he decided to run for mayor. Why did you decide to run for mayor? You got to go close to the mic.
Well, basically, I decided to run for mayor because I want to serve the public. And one of the things I highlight is democracy. Democracy belongs to the people. I want to get people involved. And it refers back to open government. And open government shall be representative of people through elected public representatives and open public hearings in the creation of laws, regulations, rules, and regulations.
Okay, the big question I got for you, and you know, Rod, I've known you for a long time.
Yes.
And the big question that I have for everybody in office and running for office is, you know, they promise us the world, and the people always get shortchanged. Now, how come only on Oahu we have choke potholes?
Because we don't have a systematic approach to repair maintenance. And also what happened in the past administration under Harris, he took the funds, which was for road maintenance, and he used it for the creation of parks. And technically, in the parks, you have roads. So he used the funds. And it was the fault of the city council, to be honest with you, because they didn't specifically say it was for public roads out there in the community.
Yeah, but isn't
the parks?
Yeah, but isn't the city council also watchdogging the mayor what he's doing?
We're supposed to be doing that.
Yeah,
but you know, also to the English language, you have to be careful in terms of how it's interpreted, and very cautiously define the terminologies and the direction for behalf of the public, and that was not done.
Oh.
So general terms we use, say for road maintenance, Harris, what he did, he figured, well, the parks I want to create, the new parks have roads. So therefore, he took the money for the road maintenance of the public roads
and
outside
for
the parks. Yeah, for the parks.
I mean, I'm in auto repair. I don't mind. Because it's more business for me when everybody busts up the front ends.
Right.
But I don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
Okay? We have calls. Hello, Wanda?
Okay, we have Rob from Ainohaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
Gee,
hi,
you're early.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, George. I am just beyond spitting nails with this whole thing about the sewer and how it was let go. And when I was on hold, there was another program. So if you did address this a little bit, forgive me, because I wasn't able to hear that, but. Rod, 25 years of 3-5% increases for all of us was the news all day long yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I know that it started with Harris.
Right.
And then this current mayor obviously chose not to do anything about it either.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people have completely been penalized for something that was completely out of our hands.
You know why, Rob?
Yeah, and basically, like I've said before, earlier, that we do not have a repair maintenance program. It's like how George, he knows about how to maintain cars. And imagine if you didn't maintain your car by changing the oil every 3 months, for example, you let it go for 2-3 years, and what happens? You have to overhaul the engine, right? And that's what we're doing right now, unfortunately, because of poor maintenance. And if we take preventive maintenance, then it costs the taxpayers a lot less. And we haven't done that. We put it off, and sooner or later, everybody has to pay for it, which is not good at all.
Okay, my question, since we're on that particular subject, is a $1.2 billion maintenance fee, right? That's supposed to come for upgrading the infrastructure for the sewers.
Yes.
It's at $10 million already in just attorney fees. Okay, where is this money going to come from besides raising the sewer fees? And with this exorbitant amount of overhead that we now have, because sewers are very we need to have a sewer system. It's a necessity. How are you guys going to be able to go through with this and get it done and try and fund a rail at the same time.
There is no, right now, no financial plan to pay for this debt. And this is why I'm very concerned. My past occupation, I was a budget analyst. And we don't have foresight. The city has been operating on a cash basis for
years. Wait. Before you go any further, I don't think you know about this, but you know when there was they were redoing the system on Kapilani Boulevard and South Street?
Yes.
Okay. The workers were pissed because they were told not to connect the sewer pipes properly.
Really? That's bad.
That's the God's truth. Okay? Now, where was city council? Where was the mayor? Where was everybody? This sewer, not being connected, is going into our drinking water. How stupid is this? The workers are my friends, and they came to me and told me, you know, this is messed up. We're told not to connect the pipes properly.
Well, this is a private contract?
Yeah,
private contract, because in terms of those jobs for renovation of sewers and
they were putting in new sewers.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not right at all. Who told them to do that?
The supervisor, Harris.
Well, the job was contracted, right?
Yeah, so he said they were told to do that so that they can come back later on and be paid to repair it.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, this is where basically sometimes government people have to be the watchdog.
But people are not.
Yeah.
George, that's like job security at the taxpayers.
Right, exactly.
Right?
No, that's BS.
Yeah, well, you know, emphasize exclamation point after what I just said, yeah.
Because that thing is going in the water. It's in our drinking water, folks. Wake up, you got to get involved and do something.
Exactly.
That's why they kept breaking up, digging up Kapilani Boulevard.
Well, this is great.
Job security.
This is great. This is why, in terms of George, you have this show. You bring awareness because people tell. And I like to know also, too, in terms of what's happening. And I, for one, hardly in the office. I'm in the community.
Okay, another thing.
I like to look into it also.
Another thing.
Yes.
You know that sewer breakage they had on the Alawai?
Yes.
Where the mayor dumped that sewer in a
along the canal?
Yeah.
Overflow,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. If they did that in the mainland, he'd be in jail.
Right.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
Okay? And everybody said, well, they can't help it. No way. You shut the water down and fix it. Mm-hmm. And they said, you can't shut the water down. What do you mean you can't shut the water down? They shut the water down all the time. Mm-hmm. Water main break, they shut it down.
Right.
Okay? But if you go check, Rod, you check it. That was a new pipe.
Oh, a new pipe?
Oh, yes. Okay. One of those new pipes that they didn't connect properly.
Yeah.
How come they didn't splice it?
Unfortunately, we get our information from the administration. And unless somebody says that, give us information, then we can investigate. But, you know, I agree that you got to be a better oversight in terms of things.
Right. I mean, because it seems like, especially here in Hawaii, whistleblowers end up getting chastised more than being praised, you know.
And then, you know, basically I understand that because for years there's been attempts to get rid of me in office since 1982, and that's when I got elected in 1982. And then, you know, I'm like the devil advocate for the public per se.
But, okay. The other question I have for you is, why are you for the rail?
Well, let me see. I represent the area of the urban of Honolulu, okay? And urban Honolulu is really congested. Everybody comes to town, basically, and the congestion is there. Like, for example, I live in Powell Valley. If I don't leave the house before 7 o'clock, even to get down to City Hall downtown, I will not leave the house until after 8:15. Because rather than take 10 minutes to get downtown, it'll take me 20 minutes to half an hour. Okay, so I figured that mass transportation would be a better source of moving people along. But then we have this financial crunch now. 3 years ago, when we were looking at their use of a mass transportation called rail, we didn't have the financial conditions problems we have now. And we have to reevaluate in terms of how
yeah,
we
so
pay for
why
this.
Are you for the rail if we don't have money? It's well, like, you know, you're going to go out and buy a Rolls Royce and you don't have money.
What I'm doing right now is reevaluating in terms of our economic
okay,
conditions.
Another thing is, regardless if we have the money or don't have the money, you know, this is not Los Angeles. This is not Las Vegas. This is Hawaii. Hawaii is a beautiful place and shouldn't be marred with high rises, for one, and that's bad enough, let alone putting this stupid train in the air that's going to make Hawaii look like Disneyland. Now, that is ridiculous. And if that is the if that is okay with everybody, then why don't we build condominiums on the side of Diamond Head, which is a beautiful site, and you can sell those condominiums for megabucks. Why not? I mean, if you want to destroy Hawaii, let's flatten it.
I've been working with the American Architectures Association in terms of proper design of our environment.
Yeah, but still, the train in the air is no good.
Yeah, let me explain further. They're concerned about that also, too. So I'm using in terms of professionalism, in terms of how to make sure that our open environment is not ruined also, too. Because people will come here from all over the world. They want in terms of openness.
They want old Hawaii.
Right.
You know, on that question, right? I mean, on that note right there, you know, people like Outdoor Circle are, you can't even put up something like a sign without them screaming bloody murder. I mean, how has the Outdoor Circle actually looked at this where it's going to mar our city's skyline forever?
You have to ask them because I haven't heard from them, quite frankly. I've heard from the American Architects Association and working with them in terms of how to make sure it's not an ugly type of structure.
Yeah. Okay.
Because weren't they the ones that was trying to say that let's try and put part of it at ground grade instead of having it all completely over?
Tracy,
right?
We got to go to call.
Okay, we have Rob still on. I think he has some more questions.
Oh, okay.
Rob,
sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah.
Chaz said can't hold that long, so.
Oh.
Okay. So I had to come back, but Rod,
yes.
You know, you complained about you know, getting from your house to downtown.
Right.
But what about the bus? The bus runs and starts early in the morning. You know, this is what's driving me cuckoo. You know, the bus covers all across the island, in and up and down the valleys, etc. I mean, to me, there's no excuse. Now this thing with the sewer that we started off with, now they're throwing, you know, this rail thing on us. I mean, how much longer do you, as a politician and the rest of the group of politicians downtown, how long do you guys expect for the residents, especially retired and fixed income people, to be able to continue to keep paying the increases? I mean, it's so cavalier sounding, you know, the way everybody's handling this. But it's coming out of our pockets.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because aren't you guys also reviewing right now before the city council thoughts of possibly raising
Tracy,
the...
Tracy, excuse me, I'm going to jump off to get my blood pressure back down.
Okay.
Aren't you guys also thinking about increasing the property taxes again as well, too?
No, we didn't increase the property tax. We gave credits in terms of... the property tax is based in terms of a formula. The formula is in terms of your land size, then the square footage, and then also your resident. Your residential unit or a commercial building. And then it's also based in terms of any improvements. And lastly, which I've been fighting against, is based on market value.
Hmm.
It's speculation. You know,
we got to go break.
Okay. The previous breakdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is... Rod Tam and Tracy Arakaki.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has the perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob here. Hello, Mr. Tam.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I know you guys think I'm going to jump for the politics, but you guys are doing such a good job. I'm going to change the subject for a minute, give him a chance to catch his breath.
Okay.
Oh, anyway, what I wanted to talk about was, I was watching drag racing. You know, I'm in my office working. And
working and watching drag racing, is that working?
Well, you know, I can multitask. You know, like I try to always have, you know, something on, right? They did a one-minute special on the Garden Isle Racing Association.
Really?
A really nice story about drag racing in Hawaii and how the people in Kauai, and they're playing the Hawaiian music. And I'm thinking to myself, how much money do we spend trying to get positive things on the news in Hawaii? And they didn't mention Oahu. They just talked about Kauai and how beautiful.
Because Oahu don't have a raceway.
Exactly. But I just wanted to put that out, that, you know, hey, racing is alive in Hawaii, and the commentators were talking about what a great time they had when they were here, how nice the people was, how it was like the old days of down-home racing when you're racing with your neighbors and everybody knew everybody. So just wanted to throw that out. Great show so far. Be a little easy, guys. Come on. You know, we can be tough sometimes. But, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. You know, all these problems that we're talking about, and it is a puzzle of problems, is the city's lack of a comprehensive planning for the future, short-term, long-term. And, you know, if you think in terms of, if we do comprehensive planning, a model of what we want, lifestyle,
right,
with all the different elements, and sewer lines, water lines, and et cetera.
It all comes down to what Harris did, mm-hmm. and of course that's going to be hard to fix, where he worked with his contractors to pad his pocket.
Right. So no. What we're doing now is we evaluate.
They should prosecute that bugger.
Oh, I was in favor.
Bring him back and put him in jail, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of his beautification projects that he did, I mean, he's been out of office now for quite some time, but, I mean, a lot of his projects are still, like, ongoing, isn't it?
Some of them right? are, and some of them have been dismissed. Mm. Yeah.
We got to get to calls.
Okay.
We have Ryan from Kapolei.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, George. George, I've been to every store, you name it, and they don't have mothballs with naphthane in it.
Thousands of people looking for it, that's why.
What?
Thousands of people looking for it.
So where's the secret store?
Well, I get it from Long's whenever they have it.
Yeah, they don't have... Well, what, right now they got that Enos brand that does not have naphthane in it.
Which one you go to?
Oh, well, no, I just called them. I called the Kapolei one, the Ala Moana one, and I gave up after that.
Oh, I get mine from Pali Highway.
Oh.
Pali Long's.
Yeah, Pali Long's.
Okay, I know where that is.
Yeah.
But you said only if they have it.
You got to just keep checking and... You know, the worker's lazy. They're not going to go look.
Right.
Yeah.
And what brand is that? Do you know offhand?
Any brand is fine.
No, the one that you get.
I think it's the old fashioned, huh?
I get the blue box one. I think it has Enos.
Enos. But the ones that I've seen don't have naphthane in it.
Yeah, I know. They have that one too. Word.
There's two different ones.
They have that paraffin benzene one, and they have the naphthalene one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you go there and you gotta look good. They have it.
But the first word you said with the P, is that good to go?
No.
Okay, only naphthalene, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Naphthalene is a octane booster, and okay. That's what the mothball is doing. Because right. The state allowed the oil companies to lower octane, the only way you're going to bring it back up is use mothballs.
Uh-huh. Or ethanol.
Yeah, or ethanol.
Other additives, like on the market, on the shelves, don't have that?
They do, but expensive. Like heck.
Oh, yep.
So who sells ethanol?
I do.
At your shop?
Yeah.
May I ask how much is a gallon?
I sell it for my whatever I buy it for.
So then I can bring my car to your place and have you fill it up there?
Yeah.
I don't need any converter to go 100% net, 100% ethanol?
You need a converter for 100%, but you can put in up to 2 gallons to a tank or even a gallon. My son uses a gallon to a tank full of gas.
Well, I got a 10-gallon tank in my Saturn.
That's it. 1 gallon.
Uh-huh. Should it go in before or after I fill up?
It's better to put it before you fill up, so you should go get a 1 gallon container.
Oh, okay.
And just pick it up, and when you put in, you fill that in first and then top it off.
Okay.
Ryan.
Yes.
Somebody called to say that the Pearl City Lawns has it.
Pearl City?
Mm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You better hurry up.
Thank you, caller out there.
You better hurry
Everybody
up.
Knows now.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much. Great show, gentlemen.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have the famous Damien Farias on the line.
Hey, the former should be a future governor.
Hey,
hey, Damien.
Before I address some of the stuff you're talking about, I just have one correction. I know you want to be spot correct on everything you do. We appreciate the commercial, but there is one other independent dealer in the state of Hawaii located on the Big Island.
Oh, okay.
And it's Big Island, Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now... you can say we're the best, but we're not the only independent.
Yeah, you're the best.
Okay. You know, with this problem with the sewers and everything, and the reason why I'm calling is normally I'm on Maui, but I also have a resident in Honolulu now. We are raising $5.4 billion, maybe $6 billion to build a train to alleviate traffic. Why don't we fix the main problem, the health problem, take some of that money? In fact, there's enough money there to fix the sewer system without raising anybody else's taxes any more than it was the 1% that was.
You see? I told you he's a smart man.
Okay, another thing. You can help reduce traffic. And this is how you do it. Just recently, I have 2 grandchildren. They're 6 days apart. Somebody's phone right.
Whose phone is that?
Whose phone is that?
That's Nancy. Anyway,
it's like his end.
They just both made 16. They're going in for their driver's license. You know what I realized? You know, because I'm the grandpa, right?
Mm-hmm.
The paperwork they needed to do was a little different than what it was 50 years plus ago when I got my license. But the process is the same. They take a written test. In some cases, they have to take the test 5 times before they pass to get their driver's license. And when I looked at it, I said, you know, they have technology now in a lot of states where when you go to get your driver license renewed, they put you in a driving simulator. And you have to drive with a screen in front of you under actual driving conditions. And if you're colorblind, it's going to say so. Because if you approach an intersection as a green light, it might look orange and you might start slowing down. But you think, you know, if you cross on solid lines when you're not supposed to stop, if you try to run on the red, you see a light go past you, you try to run the red light. And all this stuff will show up in this simulator.
Mm-hmm.
There's the human factor is taken out. Somebody can't call somebody who's giving a test and say, hey, this is my grandson, can you give him a break? It's all computerized. It gives you an honest view of what the driver is like.
Mm-hmm.
It will pass or deny renewal, and you take that person off the road. I had an aunt 2 years ago at the age of 91 bought a Corolla from me. I didn't want to sell her the car, but she threatened to go to another competitor to buy a car. So I asked her, do you have license? She said, yes. So I had my cousin check her son. Yeah, her license is valid. Does she have insurance? Yeah, she has insurance. So I sold her the car. Otherwise, she was going to buy something from somebody else. Within 6 months, the car had about $3,000 worth of damage on it. So just to give you an idea, this is my aunt. There are a lot of people out there that drive, don't want to give up their driver's license. They can pass the eye test. They do almost nothing to certify how well they can drive. They get a renewal, they're out on the road, and they're at.
And they're creating traffic, right?
Right. Now, if we had this new testing system, the new technology, instead of something that's 50-plus years old, maybe even 60 years old, we could eliminate some of the people that's driving today that shouldn't be driving. If we enforce the no-fault insurance laws and take cars off the road that have no insurance, you could probably reduce the traffic by about 20%.
Or more. But how? What kind of suggestion would you have to try and ensure that the vehicles on the road do have insurance? Because whatever is now on the books is not working.
When you go in to get a safety inspection, if you don't have a valid insurance, you get no inspection.
That's right.
They get. You turn it in, you turn the list in, and let the government follow up on it.
But there's so many cars running around on the street with no safety check.
That's right.
And the mayor doesn't tell the police department to pull them over.
Another thing, you know, and what I do for a business, one of the things that I have never, ever done that a lot of car dealers do, they have this slasher sale. What kind of car do you think you're going to buy when you go to a slasher sale for a dollar?
A junkyard special?
Probably a car that will run a week, two, maybe 3 weeks or so, and when the car breaks down, where is the car going to end up?
On the road.
Right. So, you know, there's a lot of things that the law and government can do that they're not doing.
That's right.
They take the easy route, raise the tax.
That's right.
Because they're stupid. They want us to pay for their stupidity.
You heard that, Ron. Right.
I don't think that's right. So I think, you know, we should start considering if Rob wants to do something, change the licensing, how we do license renewals.
There you go.
And you'll see a big effect.
There you go.
And postpone the rail until we fix the sewers, and then we get back on the rail system.
There you go.
Exactly.
Okay? That's all I got to say.
Well, thank you. This is why I said that we need a comprehensive planning in terms of our city. We're doing piecemeal, basically. In regards to driving, if I may, make sure that people have no fault. I suggested when I was in the legislature, and of course insurance companies were against it, that they have to report to the police department and other government agencies that the person canceled their automobile insurance, and they refuse to do so. And this is why it's difficult in terms of tracking those that
buy
insurance for a few months and then cancel out because they want to save their money.
Right? Yeah. Or like when they go and get the safety check, right? Yeah. Like they're getting a new safety check, but their insurance policy actually expires in 2 days or something.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a valid insurance card.
We still got to give them.
Them a safety check. I mean,
so basically, insurance companies can work with government by notifying government that
they won't.
But they won't, and then they claim that they don't want to spend the money to do so. But there's an obligation in terms of health and safety too that they should accept.
Hmm.
But then again, right? I mean, the politicians end up bowing down because they're lobbyists. They have expensive lobbyists, or they're taking in campaign contributions from the industries.
Yeah, and to some extent that's true. And basically, I know that insurance companies don't care for me because I told them, you got to do your due diligence also, too.
Well, the other thing, we got to go to break.
Yes, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is R. Rod Tam, candidate for mayor, and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and let's go to calls.
We have Ryan from Kapolei.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, George. Thanks again. I took your suggestion. I bought the can of CRC and sprayed my two cars' tires. Okay? You know, I went like two or three circles per tire. Mm-hmm. And the can's half empty. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You got to buy several cans.
Yeah, it went out so fast.
Yeah.
And how long would it last on my tires?
About 6 months.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So during that time, I should not, like, you know how you drive through water and mud, so I should not, what do you call that, wash my tires with...
No, you can wash it.
I should still wash it with, you know, sponge
or
whatever?
Yeah.
But you still, you have the protection
No
on.
Problem.
Great.
Because the silicone goes and penetrates the rubber, so it's okay. But don't forget to spray the plastic and rubber trimmings around in the car and around the windows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, if you want it to last.
Anything rubber.
Did you see my 84 Chevy pickup?
No. Uh-uh.
All original rubber.
And you use CRC?
Yep.
Where's your pickup? At your shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the rubber around the windows is original from 84.
And you never use Armorall.
That's the worst thing you can use.
Yeah.
It has kerosene in it.
Oh. I have a product called, it's a yellow spray can called Blaster. The dry lube.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just as good as CRC?
Yeah, CRC is just 100% silicone. Either CRC or AMSOIL silicone.
Okay.
The AMSOIL can is bigger.
Right, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Okay, anyway, the other thing, Rod,
yes,
that I wanted to bring to your attention was bringing in money into the city.
Yes.
And if you can promise to bring in money, I know the people will vote for you. Anybody that can cut taxes and make living better for the people of Hawaii, especially Oahu, they will vote for you. The other candidates have no clue on how they're going to bring money in. Motorsport racing, as Tracy said, is one of the biggest money draw in the world.
You know, a good example is like the NFL Pro Bowl is here. It's only seen in the United States. Okay? One IndyCar race is seen in over like 130-something countries. We're talking about countries that even our Department of Business Economic Development, you know, there's core countries that they try and market to. You're talking about 10 times more markets than they have even penetrated. You know, it'll just be such a huge economic boom to the state.
Well, let me say this in generality. I'm in favor of bringing investments here in terms of sports activities such as racing and so forth. And, you know, traditionally government has gotten their revenue from taxing people here, especially the local people.
You got to change that.
We got to change that.
Yeah.
My previous occupation, I was a budget analyst. And you got to venture in terms of how to bring money in. We've dried up in terms of our source of income revenues mm-hmm. now.
All you got to do is look at Las Vegas.
Right.
They're a perfect example. Yeah. Las Vegas never had a racetrack.
Yeah.
They have auto racetracks now.
We have overtaxed our residents here.
You got and it.
Basically, I've been venturing in terms of number of years now since 1984 in two Asian countries. And now they want to come to Hawaii. But they want to opportunity. We should allow that door open opportunity. In fact, during my trips to China, I have signed up mutual agreements with four cities.
Mm-hmm.
And although people may laugh about it and so forth, but there's a lot of money in China. They have cash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As compared to what we use, credit cards. And by the way, I don't use a credit card anymore. I use cash. And because basically it puts you more in debt than anything else. But, you know, we got to look in terms of venturing money from Asian countries.
So it's not only Asian countries. Motorsport racing is a world sport.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't matter what country, what race, whatever.
Right.
If you ever go to one of those events and just look at the spectators, it's amazing.
It's global. It's global.
They're from all over the world. I mean, my youngest son, Brad, just went to the Nationals, and he came back, and he said, Dad, it's like being in the middle of the world with everybody there.
Well, I see right now at this time, I'm learning in terms of talking to people. This is why I'm hardly in the office, and I get criticized by the news media for not being in the office, but I learn a lot more than reading. And basically, we have two proposals before us, and we have the auto sports industry here, racing and so forth. And we should look into that seriously. And also the international investments. When I went to China earlier part of this year, the county or state of Sichuan, they want to bring their food here and mm-hmm. investments and so forth. So we should look into opening our doors more. We've been closed-minded, basically, and let's look into other opportunities that generate money for outside rather than only in the city kind of home.
Okay.
What kind of bills are that you're talking about that are before?
Tracy, we got to go to a call. Who's on the line?
We have Les from Waipahu.
Hi, Les.
Hi, George. Hi, guys.
Hi, how you doing?
Touched on a lot of hot point issues today. You got me all riled up.
Okay.
We'll start with the ethanol, okay?
Mm-hmm.
you know, Obama went around campaigning to all the farm states to get their vote, and now he's had a request from the Renewable Fuels Organization to increase the ethanol to from E10 to E15. That's been tied up at the EPA for 18 months, and in that time, a lot of these ethanol producers are having to lay off people because there's no need to in manufacturing more ethanol. I mean, we're producing all that we can use. And we have a production capacity of about 12 billion gallons a year, but we're only producing 10 billion because of this federal mandate that you can only use E10. So I think that somebody needs to get on them and get them to move it to either E12 or E15 so that we can keep that industry growing. It makes more sense to employ Americans than to import oil and pay $8 a barrel for it.
I don't want to interrupt you, but that information is partially wrong because the oil companies would rather deal with Brazil and bring in Brazilian ethanol instead of buy from America. And the reason for that is they're trying to control America like they do with oil, and they want American refineries that make ethanol to belly up, and they buy them out.
Well, of course, the oil companies have never been big ethanol supporters.
No.
But the fact is that right now in America, there was a lot of a noise about, well, you could never produce that much ethanol to make any difference. We're already at a level where we're past the 10%. So mm-hmm. we need to move that blend wall in order to keep that industry growing. And if Obama wanted to campaign as a supporter for ethanol, he should put his money where his mouth is and push the EPA into moving that blend wall.
Sure.
Now, on to, you guys were talking about the water bill. My water bill is $160. I hardly use any water. It's $160 this month. And, you know, you want to blame it on Jeremy Harris. I remember when Harris was mayor, the water bill was $80. So something happened with the current mayor. I'm sorry to say that.
And I don't want to go there. He's right next door.
The word is that now we're going to have to spend another $5 billion for the sewer, and that's going to double the water bill. So I guess that means I'm going to pay $320 a month for water. That $5 billion is, of course, on top of the $5 billion that we had planned for the rail. And the question is, can the people of Oahu really afford all of this stuff?
Mm-mm.
Now, the big one, Hawaii Raceway Park. I think Mr. Tam should go out there and take a look at that place because it's a sad situation. It's been basically a barren wasteland for the past 4 years. The racers have had no place to go. And that entire deal was a crooked deal. I mean, when Waihei condemned the place as to keep the racing going, I support that. But by giving the lease to his buddies, they turned around and flipped it, and they sold it, and they made $5 million and put it in their pocket. And now the racers are out of the racetrack. And we were down there. I know George was down there, and Tracy, too, at the city council trying to get them to support us. You know, there's racetracks on all of the outer islands.
That's right.
Even though they have the small population. We have the most of the population on Oahu, and we have no racetrack.
That's idiotic.
So, I hate to say this, but Mr. Tam, you were the one, along with Gary Aquino and Nestor Garcia, that voted to rezone that property to industrial. And now it's a barren wasteland. What the owners did is they took that rezoning and with the increased value, went out and borrowed a bunch of money against it, and then just walked away with the money.
And it foreclosed.
It foreclosed like three times now.
And do you know why?
Well, they did it just to make themselves richer, I guess.
Well, they and nobody can get a building permit for that area because it's contaminated soil.
Yeah.
So they. I don't know how it got sold. You cannot sell contaminated property.
Yeah. Well,
and that's why the only use for that property is a raceway park.
Yeah. Well, the councilmen that did support us on the issue were Todd Poe and Donovan Dela Cruz, and we thank them for that. But we wish that the entire council and the mayor would have supported us. I think if you take a look at the mayor's campaign contributions and coordinate that with the Iron Gate executives and their relatives on the mainland, you're going to find out probably why we didn't get any more support on that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we talked about this before in the past. you know, Councilman, you've probably seen also, since the track closed down, there's a lot of traffic fatalities have gone up to nearly record numbers.
Yes.
You know, as Les had alluded to, you know, unfortunately, you had voted against some of these measures that would have helped us to keep the track open. I mean, you as mayor, because what would you possibly do to help reverse that?
Let me explain in terms of history what happened. The raceway track as it existed was a conditional temporary use for X number of years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then basically those years expired.
Mm-hmm.
In order to have a racetrack, you had to rezone the land again. And it was up to, and you may rezone the land, let it in terms of the private landowner decide whether they would want to continue to have a racetrack. Now, technically, you couldn't continue to have a racetrack because the years had ended.
Yeah, but right.
So it was a base of a technicality, and we encouraged in terms of the landowner at that time, continue the racetrack, give you the option to do it.
Because there were...
Well, no, the landowner made it clear what their plan was with the facility, and that was to develop industrial property.
Mm-hmm. Which warehouse spaces.
We have way too much of that, and it's going foreclosure all around.
Well, we couldn't condemn the land because we basically, well, if we had said, well, we're going to condemn land for the racetrack, then the city would have to buy it. Okay.
But the state was also willing to come inside because there were measures across the street from you guys to help get the money rolling, and they set aside $1 million. And it was contingent upon you guys trying to help with the condemnation. I also know there was another measure that went before your city council to try and designate it as a park.
Yeah.
You know, and all of these measures, and again, even the rezoning, like I have the document right here.
Yeah.
You know, you introduced a bill that ended up rezoning it that hurt the condemnation process because the property now went from $7 million up
okay,
to
gang,
$25
million.
Okay,
gang, we've got to go
million.
Break. They're signaling break time.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101, and his guests today are Rod Tam, candidate for mayor, and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
We have George Waialeali.
Hey, George, you're late today.
I know. I've been busy running around, and it's been raining out there, and I didn't have a place to park, so finally I got home, and, you know, you got all these politicians over there. My friend Rod Tam over there, every time I see him, he has his book of tickets selling chicken. He says, George, how about buy some chicken?
Tell them, how about buying some 50-60s tickets?
Yes, yes. The two guys you have on there, why don't we go? We're going to change the subject just for a few minutes.
Yeah.
We're getting people in the 50s and 60s era. Rod, maybe you're a little bit younger than that, you know, but we'll let you come, you know. We have our Nifty 60s bash on October 1st.
Okay.
It's a Friday night, and people get together and just rock and roll music, and there's no organized dancing. It's all disorganized dancing.
Oh, that's great.
So maybe, Rod, you can
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, and we're having it at the Pacific Beach Hotel.
Okay.
In the Grand Ballroom. Last year, we had close to 600 people.
And October 1st,
George,
you said?
George was there dancing it up, and you know the problem is George doesn't bring a guest, and all these girls just gravitate towards him. So we got to get George to bring somebody so some of those single girls are available for me. You know, that's the problem. I got to stand out there, and all the girls gravitate to George. But if people want to come to it, they can call my friend Wendell at 239-5360.
Slowly.
239-5360. Or they can go to our website, niftyoldiesbash.com.
That thing is, that last year one was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Who are we having this year to entertain?
Of course, we have Uncle Tom there, and we think we're going to have the fabulous Woody back again rolling the records out there, and everybody's going to go home, and the next morning, they're going to whip out their tocajon.
Okay.
Hey, but enjoy yourselves, and hey, keep it light, guys. Remember, it ain't September yet. It ain't not November yet, the general election. You know, in September, early September, you guys can heat it up about all the different articles that you guys want to talk about. But for the next few minutes, think about the 50s and 60s, and thank you, George, for the time.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great one. Aloha.
Aloha. Nice hearing you from you.
Okay, who's next?
We still have Les on the line.
Okay.
Yeah, still here.
Okay. Shall we continue?
Well, you know.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
I think, you know, it could have been condemned. It could have been made into similar to what we have with all these golf courses. We have municipal golf courses, and I know it costs money to operate, but it also brings in money because
Les,
you charge people to use the place.
Les, you know why? That we have a problem getting a raceway?
Well, tell me.
None of the politicians race.
Well, that's true. That's true. And,
okay,
and,
they all golf.
You know, and when Wahei was governor, he wanted to preserve the racetrack.
But he wasn't a full-on racer.
Well, I think the mistake was he should have put it out for bid, which is what he should have done, instead of giving the lease to his buddies there.
No, there was no lease. His buddy had the deed.
The lease with the option to buy it.
No, the deed. He had the deed. It was not a lease property.
Yeah, but when the state condemned it, it was state property. But then they leased it out to these guys.
No.
They had a lease with the option to buy it.
Nick, when you have time, come swing by my shop.
Yeah,
I'll
we'll
let you know.
Talk about that, sure.
Yeah.
But hey, thanks a lot. And take care, Rod.
Okay.
Good luck to you for mayor.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it. Well, folks, my vote is for Rod Tam, and he's the bottom of the list, but I can work with him. At least I can twist his arm. He's small enough. So, anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and thank Rod for spending some time here. And you're welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, I'd be honored. In fact, I want to focus on one thing overall. All these problems came about because we don't have any plans for the future.
Well, that's
history. We gotta
make plans.
We gotta make it all together.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you, all my listeners that listen and loyal to us. And please drive carefully, and don't drink and drive. See you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.